Reality 2.0 by Ian Creasy, read by the author. From our science correspondent in Redmond, Washington. Putting two and two together became a little easier yesterday when Microsoft launched Wonder Numbers, its long-awaited upgrade to mathematics. The new product will be a key earner for the software giant. Wonder Numbers already has thousands of orders from the business sector as beleaguered corporations search for new ways to make their accounts add up. Gamblers and darts players are also expected to embrace the new mathematics in their search for a win. The product's slogan is, "Now you can divide by zero." It is now also possible to square the circle, trisect an angle, and prove the Goldbach conjecture that each even number is the sum of two primes. There is a new quantity, infinity plus one, and for convenience, the value of pi has been adjusted to exactly 3.14. Controversially, Wonder Numbers does not include I, the square root of minus one. "The square root of minus one just doesn't make any sense," said Microsoft spokesperson Rita Williamson. "Our programmers couldn't understand it, so we got rid of it." Partial differential equations have also been left out. "They're too damn hard," explained Paul Green, vice president in charge of reality upgrades. "The key word in this new mathematics is fun. How many school kids give up math because it's too hard, too geeky, too boring? Now each quadratic equation comes with an exciting animation, and if you collect all the integers, you can send them in to win a prize." Henry Watkins of the American Mathematical Association expressed outrage. "Math is supposed to be hard," he insisted. "That's why Newton and Einstein are the preeminent geniuses of history. If you want to make math easy, why not go ahead and put a stairlift on Everest while you're at it?" However, many scientists welcome the new mathematics. "Math is the basis of physics, and the new version should speed the development of flying cars and holidays on the moon," said Jenny Waits of NASA. "People have been waiting for the future too long. Once the new math is rolled out, we'll start work on cracking the light speed barrier. We want to be at Alpha Centauri by next year." Green said, "Microsoft's strength has always been in operating systems, and math is the operating system of the universe itself. The licensing revenue is going to be huge." Although protests had been expected from church groups irritated at this intrusion onto God's traditional territory, Microsoft has taken care to keep the religious right on board. Using the Wonder Numbers system, the Evangelical Alliance is expected to release an upgrade to biology, which no longer includes evolution or homosexuality. "Now we can write evolution out of the textbooks once and for all," said Alliance liaison officer Sally Ann Phelps. "We're also looking at making wives chemically obedient to their husbands, delaying puberty to the age of 25, and designing children to fall asleep at 8 o'clock, the bedtime God intended." The proposed biology fix has received a guarded welcome from doctors. "One of the big problems in medicine is that bacteria keep evolving resistance to antibiotics. It looks like that'll stop happening now," said Dr. Nicholas Wilhelm of Guy's Hospital, London. "Mind you, it's going to be strange not being gay anymore," he added. "I guess my cruising will be on the ocean waves in future." Microsoft has its own plans to sell improvements in the traditionally profitable market of sex, but it will not long have the field of reality upgrades to itself. An open source framework has been under development for some time, but Mathematics Squared has been delayed due to problems in keeping the integers all in sequence with so many hackers independently working on the system. "At least we're testing it properly," said White Hat 123 of the Steel Cow Brigade. "If math is the operating system of the universe, what happens if it crashes, huh? You ask those suits at Microsoft that." Green dismissed accusations that Wonder Numbers has been insufficiently tested. "Why, I'm running it myself. You need it to use Ultrasex 2.0, and let me tell you, that's fantastic. But you should speak to Rita Williamson. She's running the beta release of Ultrasex 2.1, which I hear is even better. Shame I'm not compatible with it." The end.